Try for a minute to imagine medicine before anesthesia. Back then, if patients strapped down to tables or chairs survived, they'd never submit to the torturous experience again. But then, on this very day, in 1846, at Mass General Hospital, a man inhaled a gas, ether, before an operation to remove a tumor just below his jaw. The advent of anesthesia changed medicine forever. The story of how ether arrived at MGH is a tale of invention, betrayal, greed, and tragedy. It unfolds beginning tomorrow night at the Huntington Theater Company as it opens the play, Ether Dome. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has this preview.
On October 16th, 168 years ago, a flustered young man named William Morton raced up marble stairs to the dome of Massachusetts General Hospital.
So he came running up these stairs because he was late.
Dr. John Herman, a psychiatrist at Mass General, tells the story of that day. A larger-than-usual group of physicians waited in the operating room, located high above other floors, so that patients below would not hear blood-curdling screams. Morton, a dentist, had promised to put an end to those screams. Now, with a patient waiting, Morton pulls out a glass bottle of ether and tells the patient to inhale. Moments later, a surgeon slices into the neck of a relaxed man.
As he came out of the anesthesia, the surgeon, John Collins Warren, said, "Mr. Abbott, did you feel pain?" And Abbott said, "Did you begin the procedure?" The world changed. Within days, news of what happened here traveled to the capitals of the world.
It was clear that inhaling a gas, in this case ether, to numb pain, would change surgery and medicine forever. What wasn't clear was who should get the credit. That question is at the heart of the Huntington Theater's production, Ether Dome.
Champagne!
Tell him after I take out his tooth.
In this scene, a dentist, Horace Wells, has a patient inhale laughing gas before Wells pulls a tooth.
I'm taking out his tooth, and that's all!
Wells is one of four men the play follows who claim a role in that first public demonstration of anesthesia at Mass General. The two most important are Wells, who first experimented with inhaled anesthesia, and his student, Morton, who took that discovery and sold it in haste to Mass General without giving Wells any credit. Playwright Elizabeth Egloff says the betrayal crushes Wells.
He never believed any of this should be sold. There should be no money made off of it. So there was a personal betrayal as well as a moral betrayal.
Egloff says the defeat of Wells, who thought anesthesia should be free, marked another milestone in medicine.
It was morally a turning point. We now have the commercialization of all these medicines for people that they can't afford to pay for, that they aren't even allowed access to unless they have the proper insurance. And that's where this all started.
Some doctors today scoff at that idea, saying the profit motive has always been present in medicine. Director Michael Wilson says the play leaves a lot open to interpretation. He says many in the audience will empathize with Morton, a young man who had just started medical school. He showed daring and confidence in persuading Mass General to try the ether experiment.
He was very reckless in what he did, and it was very dangerous, and he could have killed someone, but the fact of the matter is he didn't.
Ether?
Ether? This is his new compound?
The only question is, what else is in it? Something flowery. All I know is this could be it. This could be the answer to pain. It's astounding.
Most of the scenes occur in a surgical setting. The location changes with images projected onto the stage. There is plenty of fake blood and screams and a coffin-shaped box that would hold patients in place with holes in the sides for an arm awaiting amputation. Director Wilson says the play is asking,
how do we deal with pain in our lives? Not just physical pain inflicted by a knife or an amputation, but the emotional pain and loss of deep love.
And Ether Dome is a reminder, says Wilson, that few of us can do anything remarkable without help.
We do owe a debt to those people that have seen the potential in us. It's a powerful thing to believe in someone. And it's an equally powerful and destructive thing to cut off the hand that has brought you up.
Ether Dome, the play, takes dramatic license in bringing history to the stage, but it may help you figure out who to thank the next time you settle into a dentist's chair without straps or wake from surgery realizing you didn't feel a thing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
Etherdome, the story of modern-day anesthesia, which began in Boston, opens tomorrow and runs through November 23rd at the Huntington Theater Company.